Roger, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes, just the one item on this special session. Everybody knows of the impacts of Harvey, and we were closed for several days. Our tariffs do provide us for relief due to the impacts of events when we are closed and not able to provide services. But the tariffs don't address really the events of catastrophic events. There's a lot of things that, although our terminals were minimally damaged and we were able to serve, there's a lot of things outside of our fence line that have been affected by the magnitude of Harvey. So as a result of us being closed that initial 6.5 days, because we weren't able to provide service, we offered some free time for storage charges that are customary in our tariff. We made that at the request of a lot of talking to our carriers and customers. But there's been some damage to the supply chain. After we opened back up and the free time that we had gave went away, there's still a lot of our customers that are reporting issues in the supply chain and requested additional free time. A couple examples of that, the trucking industry, a lot of the trucks were physically flooded. A lot of the people that drive them had damage and are unable to drive. Chassis were stored in areas around the city that were flooded, and there's a tremendous number that are out of service that can't be returned to service until they're inspected and repaired. And the biggest thing is the import supply chain was hit hard as the terminals stood idle for a week. And when we came back to work, our numbers and our volumes for September on import volume following the storm are significant. And most of our imports that were delayed, and they were just delayed in coming and not diverted. I mentioned in the last Port Commission meeting where they went to other ports, but they're coming back. So we got the peak season going on. We got heavy volumes. So the ask is here, with the numerous requests that we've seen for free times and the balance that we have of free time versus we're not a storage facility at our terminals, because if we allow excessive storage, then our terminals would become so congested that we wouldn't be able to operate efficiently. So since there's not the provision in the tariff for within my authority or our authority to address and maybe waive some of the charges that are Harvey related or this catastrophic event related, I'm just asking for that authority for a period of time to address the events that are occurring outside our facility that are affecting our customer. And ultimately, you know, we don't want to damage our business. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yep. Commissioner Fitzgerald, did you have a motion?
I will.
Yes. I move to authorize the executive director to waive certain port authority tariff charges as he determines to be reasonably necessary to address the effects of Hurricane Harvey on the Port Authority customers and stakeholders, and do any and all things in his opinion reasonable to give effect to the foregoing.
Second question.
Yes. Do we have a date certain? What are this open-ended to?
We do not have a date certain because we are trying to understand the magnitude and the length of time that this supply chain is going to get back in order. However, I believe we could come back and say, hey, we're done at a certain period of time. Okay. But there's not a date certain on this at this point. I guess we could deal with that if you would like.
No, that's fine. I just had a question. That's
Could we reflect unanimous second from Commissioners Corrigan and Brandt?
Yes, absolutely.
And just keep the commission posted on progress. So with that, I'll call the item for question. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries unanimously. That concludes the business for this special meeting. This meeting is adjourned.